So the gospel tonight is perfect for this season, right? Next week, starting on Wednesday, not Tuesday, not Monday, Friday. Some people are like, Thanksgiving break, woohoo! Right? Friday to Monday, Tuesday classes, skipping those, right? Getting the extra 3 days or 4 days, right? But it's Thanksgiving time, and the gospel's perfect. How's your heart with gratitude right now? Do a self-check right now. How's your heart with gratitude? Or is your life a burden? Are you so oppressed? Are you critical? Right? All those things creep into our hearts. The Lord calls us to gratitude. If the Eucharist is the source and the summit of the Christian life, as the church teaches, then it behooves us to learn what Eucharist means. Thanksgiving. Gratitude. We should be the most grateful people on this campus, on the planet, because of who the Lord is. Can you imagine in the gospel being healed from leprosy? By the way, we don't really have an understanding of how serious a disease that was in the modern world. It still exists, by the way. It's a pretty awful disease. But in the ancient world, it was not only a death sentence, but an absolute isolation. People who were lepers had to cry out, unclean, unclean, as anyone else approached them. Later, they had to ring bells and say the same thing, unclean, unclean. They were cut off from family. They were cut off from community, villages. They had to live with other lepers because nobody would associate with them because of how contagious the disease was. And they were seen as outcasts, not just from society, but also from God. That somehow, something they did made them unclean. Notice Jesus is not afraid of that. In the Gospels, by the way, he goes and he touches lepers. Nobody would have done that. People are afraid to do that today. But in his time, nobody would go and touch a leper. Well, he heals these 10. He gives them back their life. Only one comes back to say thank you. And it might be easy for us to look back and say, how is that possible? How could they not come back? Well, let's not throw stones. Did you thank the Lord today for the gift of salvation? Did you thank the Lord today for the gift of supernatural divine life that comes to you through baptism? Did you thank the Lord today for the ability to come and pray in His presence? Did you thank the Lord today for being able to be here, which puts you firmly in the 1% of the world, by the way, to have an opportunity, a chance to come to a place like Carroll and grow in your faith and grow in your knowledge of particular fields? And be with amazing people? Did you thank the Lord today for your ability to walk into this chapel? Did you thank the Lord today for the food that you received, the warm shower that you took, the shelter from the cold that you all enjoy? Do you see how you could go on and on and on? And yet I know for a fact that many of those things I mentioned were not on your radar when you walked in tonight. It is so easy for us to take things for granted. All of us, myself included. But the Lord invites us to a different way. To be true men and women of gratitude. Full of thanks. to the Lord who loves us and to the people who make our lives so rich and good. Brothers and sisters, when we allow that movement in our heart to take place, gratitude, then everything else opens up. It's like scales fall from our eyes. And we see God in a new way. We see our life in a new way, even the challenges, friends, in a new way, because there's nothing that God hasn't touched. There's no darkness, there's no difficulty, there's no power in my life that is beyond the reach of God. And if we say yes to Him, and we acknowledge His realness through gratitude, everything changes. How we live, how we move, how we have our being. So friends, as we come to the altar tonight to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, gratitude should be the dominant movement of our heart. Thank you, Lord. By the way, it should also be a dominant movement in your prayer. If all your prayer is asking, Jesus, do this for me. Jesus, I need this. Jesus, I want this. Please make this happen. We're missing out on the best part of relationship with Him. The leper in the gospel gives us the way. He comes back to Jesus after having been healed because he wants not just healing, he wants relationship. He bows down before Him, worships Him, because he realizes only God could do this. And here is God right in front of me. And he thanks Him. So wherever your heart is tonight, but especially if your heart feels burdened and overwhelmed, and if your heart feels critical and full of angst, fight back. Fight back with gratitude. Choose to be thankful. Choose to be thankful. Decide, I have so many gifts that I do not deserve, and so I decide to say thank you to the Lord. And watch what happens in your heart. Instead of being worried and burdened, critical, your heart will become more peaceful, joyful, and aware of just how good God is. So lay your burdens down, as the song at the beginning of Mass said. Lay your worries down and enjoy the presence of God who comes into your life, who's always present. And tonight, maybe instead of asking for something, maybe tonight, just say to Jesus, thank you. Let's stand and offer our prayers. Pray for the church throughout the world, that through the gift that Jesus gives, our hearts would always be grateful. We pray to the Lord. We pray for our shepherds, for Pope Francis, for Bishop Thomas, for all who lead and guide us, that their hearts would always be one with Jesus. We pray to the Lord. We lift up our campus. We pray that a true spirit of gratefulness, deep thanksgiving would be the dominant attitude of our hearts as we allow the Lord to love us and to open the fullness of His life to us. We pray to the Lord. For all our brothers and sisters in need tonight, that this Mass would give them strength and grace, and that it would transform our hearts to serve them as best we can. We pray to the Lord. And for our own walk with Jesus, that it would always be marked by gratitude, that we would not let the worries of the day, the troubles that we might have, rob us of the joy of knowing that Jesus is with us and that His grace is always more than enough. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Jesus, we give you these and all our prayers. Let your will be done in us and through us. We ask this in your name. Amen.